We're continuing through Rav Chalap and learning Torah, and Rav Chalap is now talking about skills. Yes. Says a skilled person has to develop in accordance with their skills. Sometimes you see someone who is extraordinarily skilled, and yet he is not developing the way his skill should allow him to develop. And sometimes when he doesn't develop in accordance with his skills, so then his skills start dying down. And it seems like he's regressing. And then it seems like he's starting to forget. And then it seems like his forgetfulness is overcoming him. And the reason is because he is not developing the Torah the way his soul is built. What he's trying to do is copy others, when in fact, others are different. A person has to know that he was given his skill set, and with that skill set he has to grow. A person has to grow in Torah the way his soul is built. Sometimes a person thinks it's working. He's copying what other people are doing and it seems to work. He's like everyone else. Sometimes he sees someone who succeeded in a certain way and he says, I can do that too, and it seems to work. But it's only a passing thing. A person will suddenly find that it doesn't work for him. And a person will suddenly realize, I have to grow, but I have to grow in accordance with my strengths. And he will see that he cannot have long-term success when he doesn't take his own skills and grow with him. And when a person does not do that, then he can find himself losing what he has. Now this is a rule in all of existence, says Rav Chalap. Hashem created people, and Hashem created things in the world, and everything has to be aligned with its skill set. You take the wrong instrument to try and accomplish something, so then it itself gets destroyed. You know, one of the things they tell you when you buy a tester, those screwdrivers that test if there's an electric current, don't use it as your regular screwdriver. When you need to pry things open and you need to fight with a screw, don't use the tester. Why? Because the tester is a sensitive screwdriver. And if you use it for harsh uses, so then you destroy the tester. But it's a screwdriver, right. But it's a very refined screwdriver. It's meant to test if there's a current. It has the shape of a screwdriver here and there. You use it as a screwdriver, but really it's not meant for that. Says Rav Chalap, throughout life, when something is used for what it's not really meant for, then you weaken it. Trying to mimic someone else, even if someone else seems to succeed, is not the road to success. A person always has to look and realize, I am original, I am unique, and what matches my uniqueness?